This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake has hit Indonesia's Lombok Island today, killing at least 10, injuring 40 others. The quake hit the popular tourist destination, sending people into the streets, open fields, trying to avoid collapsing buildings. A spokesman for Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency said the death toll could climb as data gathering on the island continues. The quake was felt on neighboring island of Bali as well. Also in the news, a provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members at a midwife training center were killed. It happened in an attack. Gunmen stormed the facility in the city of Jalalabad. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Recent similar attacks, however, have been claimed by the Islamic State group. Tens of thousands of demonstrators rallied throughout Russia to protest plans to substantially hike the age for Russian men and women to receive state pensions, AP's Zaria Shackley reporting.
A crowd estimated at more than 10,000 attended a protest in Moscow that was called by the Communist Party. A similarly large crowd gathered in Yekaterinburg to protest, and demonstrations also were reported in large cities, including Rostov-on-Don and Volgograd. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has given its first reading approval to a measure that would gradually raise the pension ages from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 63 for women. Protesters have called for a national referendum to be held on the issue before the parliament considers further readings of the bill. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Somalian Eritrean leaders have agreed to resume their diplomatic ties, open embassies in their respective capitals. They're meeting today as well. This is VOA News.